Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the two or three snowflakes that are texting in thinking I'm talking bad about President Trump, please take a breath and enjoy the victory, because President Trump won with a mandate. He won a large number of electoral votes. He won the popular vote. So just relax. He's going to be the president. All we're trying to do is just tell you what you might look forward to or what results economic policies might have. And, Dub, let me say one thing real quick. If you're rooting, not you, I'm not talking about you personally. I shouldn't have even brought you into this, to the audience. Regardless of your political outlook, if you're rooting for Trump to fail, if you're rooting for the country to fail, you're rooting against yourself, against your own interests. I don't know why you would want to do that. Nobody wants President Trump to fail. Nobody wants the economy to fail. Nobody wants the country to fail. That being said, there are some do's and don'ts, and some every action has a reaction and has an effect. With that, we bring back Walter Dublin, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at UNO, to talk about tariffs. The floor is yours, Professor.
Well, in general, almost every economist I know tends to be, in general, in favor of free trade. I understand that the protectionist view, which is the tariff view, is Trump believes that if we put tariffs on all these things, it'll bring jobs back to the United States. And there's some truth to that. The things that are being tariffed, will probably bring some jobs back to the United States. I'm not sure that's always going to happen. But the point is, the cost of that ends up being extremely high. And the cost is paid by American consumers. The American consumers, what tariffs do is a tax. It raises the cost of the product, which is your price, and which is what makes it more attractive for the domestic producers to be able to compete against the foreign people. And so, but the point is, that only happens if the price is higher. And so who pays the higher price? It's the consumers. And then what we don't talk about is what's called reciprocal tariffs. We also import a lot more than we export. We export goods. So the industries that are being tariffed may be protected, but what about our export industries? When they tariff us, they'll be hurt. So in general, tariffs, some dedicated tariffs, specific tariffs, and some of the ones against China, I think may make sense. But general tariffs, Trump has talked about possibly 10 or 20% tariffs on everything. That scares me.
Tell me why.
Well, again, because that's going to cause inflation, prices going up, and because it causes all the other countries, all the European countries will start putting tariffs on us, reciprocal tariffs, and so then we won't be able to sell the products over there, so we'll lose jobs here, and they'll lose jobs there, and everybody loses jobs. It makes everybody worse off.
Let's look at a product, a case study, if you will. You want to make it stainless steel mixing bowls? Or something that people use more often than that? Paintbrushes?
It doesn't matter.
Let's make it paintbrushes. Paintbrushes, okay. And paint rollers. Everybody uses those at one point. You need them, right? And it's a relatively steady demand for those. You know, it's not an impulse item where you don't buy it because you want it. You buy it because you need to use a paintbrush or a paint roller, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's do a case study on that. If a paintbrush is imported from China, and I don't know what the deal is with paintbrushes. This is just an example, so everybody take a breath. If a paintbrush is imported from China or Mexico or Vietnam and a tariff is put on it, what happens either in relation to paintbrushes that are made here or paintbrushes that are made there? If they're made there and imported, I presume that's because they can be imported and more profit can be made on them by the company that's importing them?
Right, because okay. Usually on things like that, it's because especially the things, a lot of things we import, textiles, clothing, stuff like that, are fairly high use of labor, and our labor costs in the U.S. are much higher than in China and Thailand and lots of other places.
Now, let's make it clothing. So let's make it pants. Everybody needs pants, right?
Okay, pants. Yeah, that's a good one. So we get pants from China, Bangladesh, Philippines, things like that. So, again, their labor costs are a lot less. If you put a, the short thing is if you put a 20% tax on it, that the price may not go up by the entire 20%. The home country might eat some of that, depending on how competitive the market is. But in general, the price might go up, say, by 15%. Well, now a domestic producer says, well, my costs are higher than their cost, but at the higher price, maybe I can afford to make them here. But again, it's only because the price is higher. Mm-hmm. So the point is, who pays for that? It's the people buying the pants at 15 or 20% more than they were.
Which you really do have the choice of now, I guess, right? If the American public, from the demand side of this, were to say, you know what, I'm not buying anything from Vietnam. I'm not, the jacket I'm wearing right now, I think, was made in Vietnam. I'm not buying anything from Vietnam. I'm not buying anything from any foreign country. I'm strictly buying American-made. I don't know if there are enough products manufactured here to meet the needs of whatever. But people could choose to do that, could they not, with their pocketbooks without a tariff?
A good example of that would be crawfish, okay? Obviously, we're very proud of our crawfish farms here, but we still import some from Vietnam. So, but people who are saying, listen, when I go to a restaurant, I want to see on there that this is domestically produced crawfish. And even if it costs more and I'm willing to pay for it, that option is still available to you.
Same thing with stainless steel mixing bowls, paintbrush. If you want to insist
on buying...
Doesn't
matter which product, it's all the same story.
Right. If you want to insist on buying something made in America right now, presuming there is the product being made in America, you can find it, you can buy it, but the absolute matter of fact is it's going to cost you more. Is that accurate because of labor cost? And again, that's a general statement, Dub, but I'm talking about where labor is involved.
That's correct. Okay. Well, it doesn't even matter. Even if it's a mostly a machine produced product. Again, let's just take something like oil. If we were to taxing imported oil, again, which is not much labor involved in that, if we tax imported oil, the price of oil goes up, and you know that may mean we want to produce more here than in importing it from Venezuela or Saudi Arabia or whatever. But the bottom line is the price goes up.
So, from the economic standpoint, what a tariff is doing is equalizing the price of the imported good with the good that's already made in a way here in the United States, or that's the goal toward it, with the idea then that the people that sell these things would say, well, you know what, if I got to pay that tariff and pass it on to the consumer, I'm not going to eat it. I got to pass it on to the consumer. Correct me if I say anything wrong, then I may as well go with the United States made product. The thing that's missing in the simple equation of that, and the thing that sounds all patriotic and good about that, is somebody has to pay for the difference. Am I wrong?
Exactly.
What I said.
Now, again, it may be that, for instance, as they've talked about, some of these foreign companies, whether it's the Japanese, you know, Toyota or whatever it is, or the new EVs that are coming out of China, is to say, I'm going to build a factory in the United States to build it to avoid the tariff. Well, they could do that right now. The only reason they're not doing it is because it's more expensive here. And so the bottom line is whatever happens, the price goes up.
Let me do the
other side of it, yes. So it might be that we now create more jobs in the United States to produce that product. But then what about the products that we're selling to China or Mexico or whatever it is, and they put a tariff on ours, which means their prices go up, and now they start making it there instead of here. Again, we lose jobs here in the industries. The same way that we're wanting to cause job loss in that country, move it to the United States, tariffs on our product will cause job losses here to move it to their country. So, you know, we were picking up jobs in one industry, but losing them in another industry.
So let me read this text. Tommy, we are way dependent on China. Of course, U.S.-made products are going to cost more. When the world continues to turn a blind eye on slavery from China and allowing them to compete, which we cannot compete with Chinese-made product because of the labor laws, it's not equal, it's not right. It's not necessarily a result of slavery or that. Sometimes it's just the basis of the exchange rate and the dollar and how people can sometimes afford to work for, say, $3 a day in another country where they can't hear. Accurate or not?
Well, yeah, that's accurate. But again, and I said earlier that I didn't say I was opposed to all tariffs, mm-hmm. Okay, that some tariffs on China because of some of their trade practices, make some sense. It just, but Trump is talking about across-the-board tariffs. That's the ones that don't make any sense to me.
Because?
So again, her comment of, yes, for that country, that we might want to place tariffs on them because of their unfair trade practices, including their the valuation of their currency, several other things like that, theft of intellectual properties. There's a long list against China. I think those might make sense. But and he's talked about China, and he, you know, when he was president before, he did a lot to China. And I think there's some argument there. But across-the-board tariffs is the one that makes no sense to me.
So basically what you're saying is a tariff seems like a disincentive or a punishment, and then the next question is, well, then who gets punished, right?
Well, again, and the things both gets punished. So the people in the country, whether it's China or Germany, that we're now no longer producing those products, they lose some jobs there, so they get punished. But so do the American consumers who pay the higher price.
Dub, do you have any more time or do you have to get to class?
No, I'm okay.
Because I'd like to continue this because it is complicated and I want people to understand what exactly we're talking about here, because I don't think it can hurt to know what you're talking about, just the way I look at things. 940, sure. 20 till 10, traffic now, WWO. Oh, by the way, if y'all have any questions about tariffs, text them in to 504-260-1870. Professor Lane will answer them for you. Right now, traffic, WWO.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 946, 14 till 10. Walter Dub Lane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance, I should have said at my alma mater, UNO, is nice enough to spend an hour with us talking about tariffs. Let me get to this one that I think is interesting, and it says export and import tariffs should be equal. Right now, they are not. Speak to that, if you would, Dub.
What we do is import tariffs. I don't know that we put any tariffs on exports. Other people put tariffs on our exports. And right now, I think in most countries, they are fairly equal. The General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, this is a big worldwide agreement that sets that, have pretty much done away over the years with most tariffs. You know, we have some special agreements with Canada and Mexico, for instance, for no tariffs at all, as part of NAFTA or whatever the new name of it is. But I would agree. I mean, the point is they will tend to be equal. That's what I'm saying is if we raise ours, the other countries on our Well, we raise ours on our imports coming into the country. The other country will probably raise theirs to match them on our exports. So, I you know, the claim that they're not equal now, I don't think that's true, but I'm not absolutely sure.
I just somebody texted in, so I thought I'd run it by you. Somebody else wants to know that if. Who ultimately pays for tariffs and where does the money go? Where does the tariff money go, they said? Who gets it and how does it get spent?
Well, again, now that we know, I've talked about who pays for it. It's mostly our consumers. Mm-hmm. But where it goes is to the federal government. So it goes into our budgets. So it's a revenue to the federal government.
So Tommy Company imports underwear from Vietnam. I sell it. I got to pay a 20% tariff on that. I owe that to the government, and it goes to people that say you can't tax a business, that it gets passed on to the consumer, right? That's the same argument. If you say you can't tax a business because it gets passed on to the consumer, then you can't really say you can put tariffs on a business or on an imported product because that also is going to get passed on to the consumer.
As I say, you know, we're talking about somebody who's a retailer who buys it from a wholesaler and he has to pay a higher price. So what does he do? He's going to raise his prices. Exactly.
And that money's got to go. They pay that to the federal government, the tariff.
Yeah, that 20% goes to the federal government. It's part of it goes into the general revenues of the federal government, just like income taxes do.
So it would be disingenuous to say that you can't. If you say you can't tax a business because it just gets passed on to the consumer, that's the same argument as it relates to a tariff. So you can't say the two are different?
No, they're the same. Now, again, let me be careful. There are some businesses, for instance, monopolies, where depending on the elasticity of demand and supply, where the firm might pay some or most of the tax. But when there's competitive markets, which in general is true for international products, then it gets passed on to the consumers. So that's not always true, but it's generally true.
Let's move on to soybeans and Port of New Orleans and what's going on with that as far as tariffs go or what has happened or what might happen.
I am not aware of anything happening with soybeans. Again, that's a good example. We run a lot of exports of soybeans through the Port of New Orleans to other countries. Well, if they started taxing those soybeans, then that's going to hurt American farmers.
So the only the effect it would have on the port is the less imports coming into the country. The tariff itself wouldn't affect.
Well, that would be exports. I mean, exports. The soybeans are exports.
No, but I mean, in general, the port works both ways, right? Import, export?
Well, it'll handle less traffic, right?
Yes.
Now, again, if the other countries can find a domestic or other source of soybeans, then we would sell less soybeans and the traffic at the Port of New Orleans would go down, which will hurt the port.
So let's talk about bringing manufacturing back to the United States. I'm getting some texts on that. People somehow have a vision that the United States can be self-sufficient and do all of the manufacturing here and not be dependent on foreign countries at all. If that were to happen, I think what people aren't realizing is, unlike the Pacific Rim, people here are not going to work for $3 or $4 a day, right?
Right. Well, and let me kind of give another example. In the 1980s, I was in India, and Mahatma Gandhi, you know, when he influenced India, he had this philosophy that India should be self-sufficient and produce all of their own goods. And they did that, and they were very poor. Then there was a change in government. They opened up their markets, and India has grown tremendously because they opened their markets. So they tried to be self-sufficient, and it basically made them poor. If we do the same thing, we'll bring some jobs back. It's true, but we'll lose other ones. In general, though, it'll make us poor.
Any final thoughts, Dub?
But again, I also want to say, you know, this is, I'm not saying anything politically, this is the same lecture I give in my Econ 101 class, and I've been lecturing recently in China, and I gave the same lecture when I was in China. They didn't like it, but so I'm not, you know, saying anything other than just what is common economic knowledge, which most people don't seem to understand.
Well, or like, and sometimes you
or like, you exactly.
Can't, you can't go.
Because, you know, there's part of it that is, you know, I think I understand most people say, okay, well, listen, if we tax those products, they'll make it over here, and that makes creates job here. Well, there's truth to that. But what's the rest of the story? Okay, and that's where it gets complicated.
And I think the other point is you can buy American products if you look hard enough and you look for them and you're willing to pay more.
Exactly.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back. Find out what Newell's got planned for us today here on WWL.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.